Restripe traffic space. If left turns into workspaces are permitted, an agency might also choose to restripe the traffic space next to workspace access points in order to create left turn bays that provide a refuge area for delivery vehicles and make it easier to make turns into and out of the workspace. In addition to reducing angle crashes, the strategy could be useful in reducing rear-end collisions of passenger vehicles into the backs of construction delivery vehicles waiting in the through travel lane to turn left into the workspace. Use low-profile devices to delineate driveways. For intersection and driveway right-angle conflicts, another practice that could be beneficial is to use lower-height channelizing devices to delineate the driveway openings and intersections. Lower-height devices, low-profile barrier, low-profile longitudinal channelizing devices and cones, make it easier for truck drivers to see other vehicles attempting to pull out into travel lanes and do not block the vision of the passenger vehicle drivers who are attempting to pull out into the travel lanes. Using low-profile barriers on a non-access-controlled facility with frequent access points and median breaks can help reduce vehicle conflicts by increasing sight distance. The lower-height devices, low-profile barrier, low-profile longitudinal channelizing devices and cones make it easier for truck drivers to see other vehicles attempting to pull out into travel lanes and do not block the vision of passenger drivers who are attempting to pull out into the travel lanes. However, there are restrictions on use. Traffic volumes. In terms of need for positive protection use of LPBs, inurban and suburban work zones offer a significant opportunity to protect workers and road users while providing for traffic access to businesses, parking lots, and side streets. Volumes may be moderate to high, and non-recurring congestion may be present. The goal should be to maintain existing traffic mobility levels. LPBs generally accommodate that goal with a minimal footprint, good visibility, and flexible location requirements. Speed. Low-profile barriers are tested at TL2. This means they can offer a similar level of protection compared with portable concrete barriers for moderate to low-speed work zones in urban and suburban locations, 45 miles an hour and below. For speeds greater than 45 miles per hour, vehicles may breach or jump the LPBs. Worker exposure. Workers are protected by use of temporary LPB while adequate line of sight for adjacent and turning traffic is maintained. Trucks entering and exiting the traffic stream may be more visible over the barrier. Drop-off conditions. Work zone conditions at urban and suburban locations may include excavations and drop-offs that require hazard mitigation to meet work zone standards. The close proximity of traffic presents a higher potential for a pedestrian vehicle crash or work zone intrusion. Reduced conflict intersections. Recent work on reduced conflict intersections may also have a benefit for work zones in non-access controlled facilities.